Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
At the cross, you bled, you hung, you died.
Natalie Young, we're live on RHL Ministry Radio. That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's absolutely beautiful. The anointing was just powerful in that song.
Praise God. Thank you.
You wrote that song, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh. She's singing that from her heart, audience. That was awesome.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. That was awesome. We're so excited. Yeah, we're excited about this march. Fearless Love is in Louisiana. And, and she's a new artist. How long have you come to the forefront?
Well, I've been singing all of my life, as long as I can remember. I've been singing professionally since, I want to say, 2004. And that mm-hmm. was like I would travel the southern region between New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, North Carolina, stuff like that, just doing a lot of go-go band type stuff, you know, entertaining mm-hmm. Receptions, maybe balls, debutante balls, stuff like that, big parties, you know. That's how I started singing. I've been doing it for a long time, but when I got saved in 2009, that's when I started my career in Christian music.
Oh, wow. In 2009. That's how you know you when you really get saved, you remember. There's
yeah,
no doubt
it was
about
February 2009, to be exact.
Okay, mine was February 9th, 1992.
Wow.
I remember that day, February 9th,
1992. I remember the day, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, and so tell us about the march. What made you join the march? For the kids.
Well, actually, I got the phone call on a Monday. It was, I was in service on a Sunday. And, you know, my pastor was saying something about God could, you know, move for you in within 24 hours if you just believe it. So I caught that. Maybe I was the only one in the service to catch that. So I was like, okay, well, Lord, do something for me, you know, for as, you know, me singing in 24 hours, you know, something pertaining to my music in 24 hours because I do have a radio show. And, you know, that's stupendous. You know, it comes on 70,000 watts in different cities and stuff like that. But I was like, for as me, my music, I say, Lord, do something in 24 hours. So I got the call from Apostle Howard, and that's how that came about. So I didn't even have to pray about going on this gig because usually I pray before I go on, you know, make sure it's the will of God. Because you can get presented mm-hmm. with a lot of stuff, but you just want to always be in the right place at the right time. Because just because it's good don't necessarily mean it's what God has for you to be. So I didn't have to pray about this one because it was already, you know, prayed out. So that's how
you know
they come
what?
About. On my and calendar, that's how they come about.
And it's amazing because when I first met Apostle Howard, it was exactly the same way. And I say
really?
That because, yeah, I didn't know anything about it, and I met this lady, and I said, well, I'll go with you. You know, I'll drive. I'll help. And then I called Apostle Howard and said, well, I'm Natalie Young from RHL Ministry Radio. Is it okay if I come in? And so she explained everything to me and everything. And I said, God, now how am I going to get there? Now that she said yes. And so I just started praying for them every day. I didn't even pray for me. I just prayed for them every day until the event. And I kept talking to Tara. And God put the whole bill. I mean, he gave me, it started, I think, on a Friday.
Wow.
On Thursday, the lady called and gave me a rental car for free.
Oh,
that was
my
like
God.
8 months prior.
Wow.
They just called and said, we're going to give you a rental car. And I said, can I pick it up? She said, you can't pick it up till Monday. Well, I called the rental car place. They said, come get it. And so I got the rental car. And then I didn't have any extra money. I had the money mm-hmm. in my fee to get in. And I had, like, food money and gas money. But extra money like a motel.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I said, well, I'm just going to walk by faith on this motel thing. It'll be all right. I'll find one cheap enough, right? And I get there, and Dominic Mitchell decides he's going to leave early. And he sat out and waited till Apostle Howard stopped preaching. And he says, are you going to stay here? And I said, I think so. And he said, do you have a motel room or hotel room? I said, no. He said, well, here, you take this card.
Wow.
And,
so, wow.
and just bless me. Right, just like out the blue. I mean, God just
faith.
Totally put the whole bill. Right, he put
faith.
The whole bill. And so, right, faith.
Mm-hmm.
And every time somebody tried to go, God said, no, I didn't tell you to do that. So I couldn't take anybody with me. I just had to drive that road by myself, not knowing where I was going. I'm telling
uh-huh.
you, she's awesome.
Yes, he is.
And then when I got, she's awesome. And then I got there and she was preaching my spirit. Everything that I had been praying about for months and months and months and months and months and that was worrying me and just heavy on me. And I just said, Lord, she must have been hollering for help. and you sent me, and then she just pulled it out. And she said that. She said, I was just so stressed out. All this stuff was in the spirit. And she said, I didn't know what God was saying. And I was just, I just showed up.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I know.
That's awesome.
So when they emailed about you all, I jumped in. I didn't even hesitate. Right?
Right.
Sure, I'll host every one of them. I love you all so much. My God. It's powerful.
Oh, God.
I was talking about the testimony the other day on Facebook, and the Holy Spirit just showed up. It was like just a fresh wind, and so it's just powerful. I want you. Are you a youth yourself, or I can't tell because you look so
no,
young.
I'm not a youth. No, no. I actually have a. I have a 17. No, not 17. Oh, Jesus, I have a 15 year old. So I'm not a youth.
Okay.
I'm an adult. Yeah.
Is it a male or a female?
My daughter, she's a female. I have three, actually. But my teen, yeah. She's a female, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I think that the big thing right now is our youth. And I think the thing with me is I'm taking responsibility and accountability for what my children saw, what I exposed them to. I was always real careful about what I exposed them to. I didn't let people in the house, right? I had nannas. Mm-hmm. I did, you know, when I was doing all my dirt and you know, out partying and all that, I never let my kids see that.
Right.
I would hire a nana. I would have grandma babysit. They were just never exposed to that. I didn't have men in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just always protected them. And I think our children are lacking that in this
they
day and age.
They are. Well, how I've come up was, my kids are coming up totally different from how I came up. I came up in a one-parent home with just my mom. Now, I knew my dad, and we had a close relationship, but they divorced. So it was just, you know, my mom and her two kids. So we were kind of rebels, you know, growing up. And we watched rated R movies. We watched the movies with the cousins. Now, my mom was a good woman. Don't get me wrong. She was a Christian and everything. But she wasn't as strict as I am on my kids. Like, my kids coming up in a two-parent home, so they're not allowed to watch rated R movies. You know, all they see is mom and dad. You know, they don't see us dipping out on one another, nothing like that. Just a Holy Ghost-filled home. All of them are spirit-filled except the last one. The four-year-old, she's not baptized, you know, with the fire, speaking in tongues yet, but the rest of them are. So they're coming up totally different. And they're not easily influenced, so it's just a blessing for them to come up that way. And I wish more homes, you know, I wish more parents would get saved. But that's the reason. We just can't talk. I mean, I know we're going to target the youth in Selma, but, you know, it has to start with the parents, too. You got to get those parents out there. So that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And how we change a mindset that has been there for so long is what is such a challenge. I think civil rights, think we're trying to reinvent the wheel. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We just want to do what God said in 2 Corinthians 10, right, 3 and 5. Renew your mind, right? So you don't let anything high and lofty set itself up against the true knowledge of God. And I think it starts right there. It starts right there. It started back in Exodus. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, like I mentioned earlier, it took them years and maybe even decades to get themselves in the position that they are in Selma. So the change won't happen overnight. Like when we leave, we can't expect a 360, but as we stay on it, stay praying for them, maybe, you know, set up a block to where they can post their testimonies once we leave, stuff like that, to keep up with what's going on in Selma. Because we can pray and cast out, you know, we can drive the demons out all day long. But for the economics, the way the system is, for the education and stuff, you know, that's going to take time. Don't you think?
I want you to come back. Yeah. We got about, it's saying we have 60 seconds, but we're going to continue to talk it and to continue to record for 15 more minutes. But we want to bring you back in the air because I think you're a powerful testimony for the youth.
Okay.
And so we want to bring you back individually and let you talk about it and minister to the youth. We love you. We love you so much.
Okay, love you guys, too. Thank you for having me.
We look forward to seeing you in Selma.
I look forward to being there and seeing you as well.
Okay, hold the line.
Welcome to Remnant House Living. Building this vision together, we help overcome the current conditions of homelessness for abandoned women and children in our community, assisting them by providing safe shelter, life-building tools with biblical structure, and counseling while guiding them on the road to life recovery, giving them the opportunity to experience a brighter future. Your host, Apostle Natalie Young, began her journey to restore lives in Ohio when her own family friends were touched by the overwhelming problems of domestic violence, trials, and displacement by giving adult women and children safety in her own home. Natalie moved to Florida in the late 90s, unaware of the even greater problems in the area. The vision to begin a women's shelter was born, continuing her education at Valor Christian College in evangelism, crisis counseling, and psychology. She has continued in behavioral studies and was ordained as an apostle January 2013 by Family Life Church of Newport, Kentucky. Vowing to help the women and children abandoned by society, she founded the Remnant House Living, Inc. Now, here's your host, Apostle Natalie Young.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Fearless Love. We had to take a break real quick. And start over. Fearless, just speak from your heart, I guess, for the next 15 minutes, because it's just going to be quick. We love you so
okay.
much.
Okay, speak on what topic?
On the youth. We're gonna stick to the youth, because I think this March is like the biggest
okay, well,
thing ever. Go ahead.
Okay, when I speak to the youth, I'm speaking around the world, whoever's listening, not just in Selma, but all over the world. First of all, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it, right? So you have two types of kids in the world. You have the type of kid that's growing up Christian home, Christian values. They may stray away once they get older. They may become rebels, but eventually they will be back to the faith. I'm a living example. Then you have another type of kids that's growing up non-Christian values. They're not growing up in Christian homes, and they're exposed to homosexuality, they're exposed to drugs, they're exposed to all types of stuff, never even stepped foot in the church. Okay, so which one do you target first of all? Because, you know. So with that being said, we're going out here to Selma. See, it's so much that goes on. It's so many topics that go on with this youth. They get molested. They're starting to be on drugs, they're participating in homosexual activities, and what we have to do as Christians to rise up, we have to fast and pray. That's first of all, we got to pray for them. Second, we need more mentor programs because a lot of them, they're straying away. They don't have the guidance that they need to come up in the right way. So we need mentoring programs. That's first of all. Second, go ahead. What were you saying?
But the mentors can't be praying on them. You know, if we don't pray.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Of praying on the children, they walk out of a home where they're being preyed on into another predatory environment where there's homosexuals, where there's drugs, where there's satanic worship. We have to break this cycle with the adults, it seems to me.
Right, and that's what I was getting ready to go to, the adults, the parents. That's where it starts. We have to, I know we're targeting the youth, but we have to target the parents too, you know, because they're the ones that's bringing these kids up, you know, in these households and things like that. And like you said, they're all predators and the mentorship programs and stuff like that. So we just have to pray for them, guide them. Like I was telling the radio host earlier, it's all about finding out what your destiny is in life. Once you figure that out, you're on your way. Just look at Tyler Perry as a great example, right? He's molested as a child. He didn't let that stop him. I like what he quoted. He said, your parents had one job to do, and that was to get you here. Life is what you make it. You know, and he's a firm believer in praying in the spirit and talking to God and getting his answers from God. And I believe in that as well. You know, it's all about destiny. Once you find out what you're called to do on this earth, if you seek God, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all the other things are going to be added to you. And that's what I would tell you, to just seek God, you know, no matter what happens. Don't be, you know, don't, how can I say this? Because, you know, some kids, they get mad at God because of what happened to them. And they feel like, well, how could God let this happen to me? You know, I was innocent. But the Bible said, choose life so that your children may have life. So a lot of times it's the parents' fault that the things happen to them that happen to them. But the kids don't understand that, you know. They don't understand that. It is the parents' fault if the kids. It is. Because the Bible said, choose life so that your children may have life. So these kids come up cursed, under a curse, and they don't know why. They didn't ask for this. They didn't sign on for this. They didn't even ask to be here. But they come up cursed, under a curse. Do you hear me? That's because the parents didn't choose life, point blank. If you stay under the blessing, I would just encourage the parents to stay under the blessing, stay praying in the Holy Ghost. I advise them to hate sin. That keep it, you know, the Bible says we're going to go through trials regardless. So why add more to it? You know, we're already, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. So if many are our afflictions as it is, then why participate in things that's going to cause us more affliction? And then that'll fall on our kids. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all on the parents. If the parents would straighten up their act, I think the world would be a much better place, to be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and stop blaming. Stop all this blaming and just be accountable for you. Be accountable for what mistakes you made and correct them.
Yeah.
And correct them.
It is unfortunate. I'm not making light of what's going on with the kids. I'm really not, but it is unfortunate. But, that you know, we get so caught up in our own duties, what we have to do for the day, we don't even take time out to pray for the world. You know, just pray for the government officials. Pray for those in authority. You know, I think if Christians would do that more, instead of just saying, God, what you got for me, you would see the change. You really would. You know, God, what you got for me? How you going to bless me? The Lord bless me, and Lord's my territory. Or what about just take some time out, whether it be 30 minutes a day, whether it be an hour, you get up at 5 and pray for an hour in the spirit. You know, I think if all of us, not just the few, the faithful few that's praying, all of us, if all of us would do that, you would see change on this earth. But people, you know, they always try to look at it, well, if this person would do this, and the law enforcement would do that, and the government official would do this, this would be that. No, it's up to the Christians if we're going to see change in this world. It really is. Because God gave us dominion over this world. He gave us the authority. We are gatekeepers. We are in charge of what comes in and what goes out. And we just laying down, letting everything come in, because enough of us are not praying. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So
in
we're supposed to be praying, but it's not working out that way.
Yeah. She's powerful. She's powerful. We got to bring you back. We got to bring you back.
Praise God.
Yeah, we got to bring you back, because we got to talk to the youth, and it's very, very important that we use our airways to do that, to capture the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit is saying to the church today.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's not stop, but we know we can make it easier for them when they know that they have Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Because, see, the world is just going to get darker and darker, but the church is supposed to be getting lighter, brighter, and brighter. You know, the church, as the world gets darker, and it will, we can't do nothing about the world. And when I say the world, I don't necessarily mean the spirit realm. We can't do anything about the world. It's just going to get dark. You're going to see more nudity on television. You're going to hear more explicit lyrics, stuff like that. They're going to get that's biblical prophecy. We can't change that. But what we can change is what happens to us. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Christians, we can live a much brighter path. We can. We don't have to be defeated all the time. None of the time. None of the time we're supposed to be defeated. You understand? So it don't have to be that way at all. But
dude, each other, man, it's a whole nother topic. You know, it's a whole nother topic. That's why I said this is a powerful conversation on RHL Ministry Radio with Fearless Love. We enjoyed you. We're going to bring you back.
I enjoyed talking to you.
Your spirit, your kindred spirit. I just feel it. It's just so lovely. It's awesome to find somebody that's free. It's truly free indeed. Yeah, it's so rare. It's just so very, very rare.
Who the sun sets free, you know? I learned that. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And tell us real quick what made you come out. What made you come out, finally come out?
Come out as a what?
You said that you were singing secular, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So when I moved here and when I moved, after going all around the world after Hurricane Katrina, I moved back to Louisiana. And, you know, I was living such a fast-paced life. And, you know, I was just broken. You know, you get to a point where God, if you have the call on your life and you're running away from it all those years, you're going to get to a point where, okay, stop.
Uh-huh.
So I was broken. So I had to come back to Louisiana, and that's where that's where I met Jesus. So once I got filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And he revealed to you what he wants you to do on this earth. So once the revelation came that I couldn't sing sinful music, not necessarily secular, because there are some clean R&B songs. There are a bunch of them. Babyface wrote a ton of them. You know, songs with, you know, just nice R&B songs that have the attributes of God in it or the attributes of the Spirit in it, not necessarily sinful. So not all R&B is bad. So when I realized that I couldn't sing sinful music, and I was like, well, what am I going to do? Because I was carnal-minded. You know, I was a heathen, so that's all I knew is how to make sinful music. You know, that's all I knew. So I was like, well, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me. If it's my destiny to be a recording artist, you're going to have to help me to write, you know, clean stuff, songs of the Spirit, whether it's R&B or gospel. It is just going to have to be of the Spirit. It's going to have those holy attributes in them. You see? Hello?
I'm letting you talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, and once I realized that, that's what made me started doing Christian music, because I realized that, well, hey, you know, I'm spirit-filled now. It don't even feel right to sing about that stuff anymore. I don't want to sing about that. I have no desire. I don't even have a desire. You know, I used to have a desire to be famous, but I don't even desire that anymore. I want my destiny. And if it so happens that fame comes with my destiny, because fame came with Jesus' destiny, I don't know if you know that or not, but of course, you know, Jesus was famous in the Bible, but he kept a low profile. He didn't let that claim him. He didn't let fame claim him. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
If fame comes along with my destiny, then so be it. But, you know, I don't even desire that anymore, you know? I just want my destiny.
I never did. I didn't even know any of this was going to happen.
Right?
So it's like, it just did. And so
right.
You just keep being the person that you were in Christ. It's exciting that way, because he has
right.
to trick you in his own stuff, right? You
right.
pray, and then he manifests it. You
right.
don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
It just comes. I like
it. It just comes. It just comes.
Yeah.
You know?
It just comes. And you know, I was sitting there. I hadn't been doing radio for a while. And I said, you know, God, I can't do this like this. You have to do it. And lo and behold, here he comes. And now I'm just overwhelmed and bombarded again. I'm back at
yeah.
I had to get myself. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we go through chat. But if it's for you, no man can shut the door. Only you can shut the door. You know?
Absolutely.
No man
Absolutely.
Can shut the door.
Absolutely. So we love you again. And this whole interview will be up on social media, everybody. The entire conversation will be there. We just went live off the air because we have to allot the time for all the interviews. And she said this is her second interview of the day because we're rushing for the concert. Just make sure you stay with us. We're going to have Dietrich Haddon. We're going to have Coretta Haddon. We're going to have Mayor George Evans. We can't wait to have him because he's probably got a lot to say.
I know about.
Yeah, he has a lot to say. And we have Mr. Delaney is coming. Some of the most phenomenal artists in the atmosphere right now are coming to RHL Ministry Radio, so we're going to enjoy them. And we love you so much, Fearless Love.
Love you guys, too. And thank you so much for having me anytime.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See ya on the 17th. We love you. Be blessed. This is Apostle Natalie Young, and we're signing off. Let's listen to Baby Boy Robinson. He dedicated this song to RHL Ministry Radio.
From RHL Ministry Radio, this is Baby Boy Robinson. I wrote this song inspired by the struggle that we go through. And I had you in mind because I know you long to reach others and guide them on the path in which God has set before us. Know that you are not alone. And I hope that this song will touch those that you minister to, as well as all those around the world. God bless you. We love you. Good people all over the world. I know that you're hurting. I know that you've been crying behind closed doors. I know your heart is broken. I know you don't know which way to turn. Of all the pain that you've been going through, there is an answer.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.